Prince's method and model for ending power is expressed in the Rainbow Children, and of course throughout his work. So I made an attempt to hit some of the key themes and messages. It is woefully inadequate because there's not enough time within the hour of this show, but we're gonna return to the work in upcoming shows, and I'll try to post relevant excerpts of future shows to the Rainbow Children as well, if they address the themes in it. God is love. Love is God. In this phrase, we find the key to Prince's lexicon. It is where all the elements of his method intersect. The core of the conceptual frame he posits that poses an unstoppable challenge to the global fear and force-based system of class. And in the tripartite guidance, harmony, simplicity, unity, we find the keys to the realization of the rule of love over us all. The realization of it. We're going to be thinking a lot about that concept of the realization of the potential for love, of our inherent love. There's absolutely no doubt that while the Rainbow Children is a political document, both the summary of a method and a strategic guide written specifically to be a tool to help us achieve our freedom as global humans, which is what he means by the Rainbow Children, and that clearly implied goal of a tribe of love evolutionists that crosses all boundaries of nation. That goal alone announces to power that a full frontal assault is going on. With the accurate, the story begins with the accurate understanding of God, of love, and his law and her law, they went about the work of building a new nation, the Rainbow Children. So you talk about all of us uniting globally, power is going to put you in their crosshairs. So there is also no doubt, while there's no doubt this is a political document, there's also no doubt that it is simultaneously a biographical document, the summary of a life in poetry, like Graffiti Bridge, the story of the life of Prince in his essence up to that moment, which makes it a very complicated piece. Implied in that duality is, I think, yet another dilemma for Prince. And I say another because in our was to be December 18th, but which is now our January 1, 2017 show, we will be suggesting that his film, Graffiti Bridge, documents a dilemma for him. His question, how to fulfill his mission to be the shepherd. That's another way he butted heads with them, obviously. They conceive of themselves as the shepherds. They don't like competition. I think we figured that out. How to fulfill his mission to be, that means they want exclusive access to the children. But of course, when Prince talks about the children, it's also in a religious sense, in a spiritual sense, that we are all children of God. And which means that we are always learning, growing, becoming, evolving, are into a perfection in love, which is way different from their obsession of perfect reason. We got to talk about that juxtaposition in a future show. So I'm making an audio note for me. Return to this. Don't forget. Okay, so his dilemma, how to fulfill his mission to be the shepherd that guides love's lost children back to her, requiring him to be the love he wants us to see when he is so sad, ostensibly because love has abandoned him, but actually because he cannot speak openly about a shadow state assault on him of hidden agents. And I have to tell you, I am floored by how he communicated this poetically. You would have to, and you don't want to, be experiencing it yourself to fully appreciate it. But he is masterful at it. This man knows how to convey feeling in sound, simply put. He can't speak openly about a shadow state assault of hidden agents and invisible EMF without damaging the credibility he needs to fulfill his reason to be. But yet another dilemma. So that's the one we're going to discuss next week. But yet another dilemma for Prince is expressed in the dual objective of the Rainbow Children: to provide to us the result of his political analysis, which is valuable, as I said, because few but him, and I only know of him, can give us an accurate political analysis, because he knows about the secret state, that this state is fascist. It ain't about fixing this mess at all. It is about creating the opposite by simply allowing ourselves to be what we are, all of us, enough of us, to be the critical mass that flips into the truth, our freedom. But yet another dilemma for Prince is expressed in the dual objective of providing to us the result of his political analysis of what is needed for us to get to our freedom globally. He's always been focused globally, and to tell his story. And for those who might doubt that, I mean, just listen to his entire repertoire. I'll post as much of it as I can. And in the song Act of God, it's clear that he's talking about all of us coming together. It don't matter what name we have for this source of love. It is that source of love that unites us. And these are various aspects of a single reality: love, freedom, truth. It is that which is poses a challenge to a system that wants us to worship the tiny few. So how to provide us with his political analysis and tell his story? Because he can't really do one without the other, which means he has to admit his own critical role in it, his importance in helping us, we the people, to believe in love again, believe in our right to be free. That belief being the thing missing, the gap, in Emily Dickinson's poem, To Fill a Gap. How does he do this without being accused of arrogance? And I've been thinking a lot about this, about how he kept throughout his life saying, stand with me, come with me. If you stand with me, we'll all be okay. It didn't happen for a variety of reasons, largely being the isolation they imposed on him by this dual barrage. So our prophet, our prince of love, must face reality, must think with his heart furiously. Does the fascist global state have him in check? Is his mission like a sinking Titanic, water taken in as fast as he can get it out? And let's never forget, he lived his whole life like this. And now that we're pondering it, it could be that his task would have been harder yet if he'd understood from the get that so many of the folks around him were powers planted agents. But he didn't. Which meant he could perhaps better assess the full extent of the challenge facing us.